It's a good day, huh?
I'm on the top of 49th State Brewing's warehouse in Anchorage. Tim Huffman is showing me the bees he takes care of on the roof. They hired him to keep bees for sustainable honey for making beer.
I have 8 hives going into winter here.
Each hive box is made of polystyrene, a condensed styrofoam material which retains heat much better than wood. And each stack of boxes is packed with foam insulation on all sides. Huffman points to a small hole at the base of one of the hives.
If it was a little warmer, even just 5 or 6 degrees warmer, we could see them crawling around in that little entrance. They're in there nice and toasty.
The insulation is one of the keys of getting these bees through the winter. The bees generate heat by vibrating their flight muscles, and insulated hives seal it in, keeping the colony warm. Huffman estimates Alaska has at least 1,000 backyard or non-commercial beekeepers. Many keep colonies for beeswax and honey. Huffman says in some places, honeybees can survive cold winters in the wild as long as they find an insulated space to live in, like a hollow in a tree. But he says Alaska's winters are too long.
Like North Dakota, Montana, Michigan, there's feral bees that successfully overwinter on their own in those climates. But they get a couple of things we don't get. They get occasional warm spells, and they also get early pollen and nectar much earlier than here.
Alaska beekeepers have to make sure their colonies have enough food to survive the winter. Huffman gives his colony extra sugar syrup in the fall so they can save it for the winter, and he puts sugar in their hives early in winter just in case they run out of food. Huffman says it's common practice in Alaska for beekeepers to kill their bees when the weather cools. Beekeepers vacuum bees or drown them in soapy water. But he says he didn't want to do that. He says learning how to keep his bees buzzing through the winter has been a lot of trial and error.
People need to use modern gear and modern methods. I get my bees through the winter not because I'm some genius that figured out some trick. It's because I'm stubborn and I know how to use the internet.
Huffman tries to pass on that knowledge to as many people in Alaska as possible. He's involved in local beekeeping communities, and he runs a YouTube channel with tips for Alaska beekeepers. Anchorage beekeeper Christine Wilcox is one of Huffman's converts. She'd struggled to keep bees alive for 7 winters.
Not being able to overwinter was frustrating, and I tried very hard. I had wooden equipment, just like most people start. That was what was available.
In past years, she'd ended the winter with just a small clump of bees huddled together for warmth. But last winter, she learned about Huffman's methods. She switched to polystyrene hive boxes and insulated them. She loaded up her colonies with a lot of food. And when she opened the boxes last spring, things looked different.
When you look at the top, when you open them, if you see lots and lots of bees on the top of the frames, if you see lots of bees, that's a really good sign you have good density. And they were very dense.
All 3 of her colonies survived through last winter.
I was dancing. No, totally giddy. You know, it's just like when you realize that they've overwintered, I was elated. I'm attached to my bees in a weird way, but they're my buddies. And even though they'll sting me, but they're my buddies.
Back on the rooftop of 49th State Brewing, Huffman points at the hundreds of dead bees that dot the snow around the hive.
So you can see there's dead bees. There's dead bees all winter long. So, you know, there are bees that are going to die. The most important thing is that there are way more bees alive on the inside than there are dead bees on the outside.
Huffman says as long as enough bees make it to spring, the colony can survive another year. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.